Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast show number 193. We're recording on a brand new phone, and even better, we've got a brand new pubcaster this week.
Hey! No one else?
Well, I'm happy. Welcome to the team, Liam.
Who's got a new phone?
I've got a new phone.
No, it's not a phone, Jim. It's the high-tech recording equipment.
Yeah. We're in the studio.
We're here
at Abbey Road. Hi, Ringo. And so, Liam, I don't know this information, but who do you support?
A West Ham fan.
A West Ham fan. Fancy that. I want to guess that.
Don't think we've had a West Ham fan.
No, we haven't.
Connor. When Connor pitches up occasionally.
Well, we like to do charity work in the podcast every now and again, bringing in the poor West Ham
fan. To be honest, we've got to have somebody else in from the Premier League who's doing rotten, because I'm starting to feel bad.
So, fair.
Be nice. But it's not been about Premier League this week. By the way, we've got myself, Mike, Dan, Tom, Jim, and of course Liam here this week. We've got quite a good turnout.
Yourself and Mike.
Myself, comma Mike.
You said myself, Dan, what? Mike, Tom.
No, I said myself, Mike, Dan, Tom.
Still,
you think that's... No, I think you said Dan, then Mike.
No, I said...
New phone, same old shit.
Well, you know...
Corrections in at the end of the show.
People are paying for this for the quality, aren't they? You get what you pay for. And by the way, Andy Frank's not here because he's getting married this week, so congratulations slash commiserations to him. No, it'll be great if it's anything like mine. But yeah, it's not about Premier League this week, is it? At least not yet, later in the week. Internationals. I've actually quite enjoyed these Euro qualifiers. I think it's been a good few days of games.
Actually, I tell you, I watched two. And caught a bit of the others. The England game and the Scotland
game. Finally, ITV, somebody at least, is having the bright idea to show highlights of the games. One channel doesn't try and get highlights of all the European qualifiers. You get the highlights of Europa, Champions League.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the highlights.
I'll tell you what, if you've got Sky, you can now watch any of the Euro qualifiers on the Sky Sports 5 on the red button.
How much they pay you for that, Mike?
Yeah. I know, yeah. You could
well, we've got sponsors now at a fucking show.
I wish. You could have watched the excellent Belarus Luxembourg game.
I'll watch all of them.
You can't watch England.
On the red,
no, obviously.
Well, then, completely.
That's what you're going to do today.
Pedantry corner over it.
Well, you said you can watch all of them. I said you can't watch all of them. Yes, you can. Well, no, you can't, actually.
I'm sorry.
There's probably a lot of other games.
That's lucky, because I bet when the next game of round of fixtures come around, all the listeners would have been there waiting on Sky Sports, waiting for England to start, where it is.
Liam, we do actually start talking about football at some point, but we just need to get the bits.
TV listings.
Why are you fucking talking about Sky Sports anyway? Who gives a fuck?
I'm just saying, we're talking about the fact you can watch these games.
If you want to.
Anyway,
highlights. Did anyone see McGeady's goal for Ireland?
Oh, that absolutely different
class. That was a blinder.
He's not that good, though, is he?
He's not that good.
He shouldn't have scored a goal like that.
No, he was.
No,
he was
turn,
that good.
He has practiced for years the sort of Cruyff turn with. He uses it regularly.
The McGeady.
It's the Cruyff turn with a little extra tap on it.
A little touch, it was a fucking unbelievable turn.
Yeah.
And what a finish to boot with his wrong foot. But that's the sort of form.
Best goal of the game, though, was it?
Well, the other one, I think Ford was at fault for it.
Yeah, no, I think it was the best goal.
He could have got that at the near post.
We're talking about, anyone doesn't know, we're talking about Republic of Ireland's 2-1 win over
Georgia. It's a late win as well.
Nearly as late as Northern Ireland.
What a finish that was by Carl Lafferty, by the way.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing finish. Seen it, have you, Mike?
No, I haven't. It's two players.
It's
about a yard out, so I don't know what Mike's getting at.
I'm just trying to move things along.
Lafferty, wasn't it? And then the other way around for
And I think that was an own goal as well, though. Yeah. The winner looked like an own goal.
Was it the first win in how long?
It's their first away win in 4 years, and it was actually 9 years to the day that they beat England 1-0 at Winter Park. So.
Is that relevant in any way?
Well, no, it's just a lot of facts to throw in.
All right.
If you don't want information, why not? But
the other game that I watched was the other one. I said one of the home nations, soon to not be, possibly.
Ireland aren't a home nation, are they? If we're going to be pedants on the show this week.
Oh, good. There's another one.
No, we clearly
fucking
aren't.
One's enough. Don't you start as well. The Scotland game against Germany.
Did you watch all of it?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Oh, fucking brilliant. Like, honestly, the Germans obviously came at them in the first half.
It can't be brilliant. Germany won.
Yeah, but it was brilliant.
It can be
brilliant.
Of course it can.
Of course it can. You're talking rubbish, Jim.
Jim's in an argumentative mood.
He's not even listening. He's just on his phone and then just chips in just to be a pain in the arse. This is a standard thing.
I read somewhere, the first half, Germany dominated.
Yeah, they did dominate, but the Scots defended well. They rode their luck a little bit. Germany deserved to go in 1-0 up. Fair enough. But they didn't give it a go in the second half. They absorbed the pressure, got them on the break a couple of times, had a couple of opportunities, and then when they scored the goal, it was phenomenal. And
that was a lovely finish by that Enya, wasn't it?
He was causing them problems the entire time. His pace and trickery. He's a decent player.
He's at Watford, but he's not been getting in the team.
He doesn't play.
Yeah.
No, he was tore him apart on that left hand side with his pace.
I think he's about fifth choice. Well, they play him on the wing, but he's about fifth choice because he's behind Deeney, Vidra, all the other players
they've
got back.
On that performance, he should be fucking starting. If he can mug off the German defence like that. But anyway, he scored a great goal. And then, what's his face said? Manager Strachan said, I generally felt we might go on and win it. And honestly,
not with that calamity defending.
No,
for the
if it wouldn't have been, I mean, it was such a shit goal to give away.
Yeah,
it was such a shame.
I think that's a draw unless they cop that up.
It was, and I think they could have gone on. They played. They did really, honestly, did themselves justice. Yeah. And I was screaming at the TV, cheering them on, without a doubt. It was just that much of a good performance.
That's a question for you.
Their captain Scott Brown. I mean, I've been super critical of him over the years, but he's got better and better for Celtic and for Scotland. And he's still out at a minute, so
fairly sure they'd beat us in November.
No, I think
they will.
That's right, get your opinion, it's at Celtic Park,
isn't it?
I'm not sure, I don't know.
Celtic Park it's not that long, it's like mid-November.
Because Hampden, I think it's still rowing on from its use in the Commonwealth Games of something ridiculous.
We've
like
got
that.
Our next qualifier on the Saturday, then the game's on the Tuesday, I think, because tickets go on sale on Friday.
Because Scotland are playing at Ibrox a few days earlier, and I can't remember whether it's... I think it's Ireland that they've got a few days before that, and then they've got England, so it's great for you games. Question for
England.
You, though.
Oh, go on.
Go on that first, because we spoke about the other home nations. Do you support the other home nations when they're playing, or would you rather they lost?
I would love it if as many home nations as possible got to France.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, with Scotland out of it, I'd like to see them all do well. I'd like Scotland to get there and then just be really bad.
Scotland do their usual and just miss out on
the group. Even then, I'd much rather Scotland there than not.
Get there and then get mugged off when they're there.
Which, to be honest, that infuriates Scottish fans even more. The fact that we actually quite like them to do well as well. So I quite like that, just for that.
I think 100%, especially when at first I was just watching that Germany game, just like, meh, don't really care. When they started, actually, I thought it was going to be a mugging. We'll go with a mugging. But it was...
when you're playing the team that's beat Brazil 7-0.
That's what I mean. I think six of the starting 11... play the World Cup final. So there's a few new faces in there, but...
I mean, they have had a few players retire. Mertesacker, Klose, Lahm. I'm not sure if there's any others, Lahm had retired from international football.
Schweinsteiger was injured.
They got an absolute kick in from Argentina a few days earlier as well, which I think was just after the last show.
Di Maria and Eric Lamela, the superstars. Yes. Lamela with a stunning volley, and Di Maria with three assists and a goal, I think.
Yeah. It's a fantastic result for them. But so England, after...
We're going to win the Euros!
Well, that's it. Well, we've qualified, apparently, which I think is a bit of a disrespect.
I don't know exactly what the qualifying's like. They're saying three qualifiers, so the top two qualify.
Top two and then the best.
Basically, Gibraltar will probably be in a playoff.
Well, we'll go on to that in a minute.
I think Northern Ireland will qualify,
Northern Ireland have got Faroe,
great start.
South Wales.
Wales
and Andorra in a playoff.
Wales should have more of a chance than Northern Ireland, really. But
they've got Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gareth Bale can beat Andorra by himself.
Which he did last night.
Playing on a bouncy castle.
We'll
go on to England, then we'll go on to the question of whether it's a bit diluted. Yeah. But basically, in a nutshell, the qualifying is top two go through, best third place team go through, and then the rest of the third place teams go into playoffs.
Once you're fucking out there, you have to do a hard job to get out, not get out of the group as well.
And there will now be a group round of 16, because when you get there, it will be the top two from every group go through, plus the four best third place teams from six groups.
World Cup where it lasts like 3 months.
It lasts the same sort of time.
This game's close together, surely.
Just bullshit that you can finish third in your group, not win a game, get a point or 2 points, and easily go through.
You're right. If you think about it, if you finish third in your qualifier, in theory, obviously, you have to be third in your qualifying group and scrape through on best. Oh no, sorry, and then scrape through in the qualifying round, so you play an extra game.
Yeah.
Then finish third in your group again and scrape through and end up winning it.
Yeah. You get through to the second round, and you've got Northern Ireland. So.
It dilutes it, doesn't it, really?
All right, let's do that bit first.
Okay, then, right, so do you think it's a good or a bad thing that it's been expanded? Because the argument is the Euros were always great because you had 16, well, usually at least 14, 15, but 16 teams in theory of a high calibre, unlike the World Cup where you get Australia,
Costa Rica
to rub it into their
yeah.
But you get your smaller nations, some of which do really well and push good their way.
Australia, a smaller nation.
I'm trying to wind up our listeners. But you get a lot of teams who go out there. And
hang on, but Australia aren't a smaller nation, so I don't know why.
In terms of football.
Football.
Well, they're not, are they?
They are.
They're not anymore.
It was
they
a joke, Jim.
Oh, right. Still. So you're trying to wind up the listeners.
Yeah.
But Australia are quite a decent.
They are quite an established team, as are the last
Moving
of
on.
Costa Rica, but you don't consider them powerhouses.
Just interesting that you said Australia, I don't.
It was a wind up.
Oh, right.
You've made it go really well, though. You're doing well this week, aren't you, kid?
Do you know what the best things about jokes when you've got to explain them? Makes them the funniest. Anyway.
Especially when you've got an audience.
So, what, no, okay, right, I'm going to throw my two pennies away then just to keep this going. I think it's bollocks. To be honest, I think it's a professional tournament, and when you've got players playing that aren't even professional football players, I think it was a
fucking you won't know at the finals. You won't at the finals.
It was more difficult than the World Cup to win.
Yeah.
Because you've got those.
It was always, when the World Cup run come around, though, I'd always be like, well, there's nothing like the World Cup. And when the Euros come around, it's not quite the World Cup. Yeah, but it's a much tighter competition.
It's a lot more difficult. Yeah.
That's the only thing I'd say.
You have like an underdog team, you start supporting them, especially against people like, you know, Germany and Spain.
Yeah.
Especially like the World Cup, so I think it's pretty good for
them. And if you look at someone like Greece who've got their nobody tipped. I mean, you have a look, the last Euros, I've got who would have qualified on top of the 16 that went. And yes, you would have had Estonia in there and Montenegro. Not great. But you also would have had Turkey, Bosnia, and probably the likes of Serbia, Switzerland.
After the weekend,
I mean, it's not as if you would want Turkey and fucking Bosnia. Yeah, fair play to Iceland battering Turkey and Cyprus winning in Bosnia. Great.
Fucking ridiculous.
But the point is, the 8 extra teams you'll get, they're not going to be San Marino, Gibraltar, Faroe Islands.
But what's the point in them playing in
the
qualifier?
Then how do they ever improve if they don't get a chance? It would surprise me if FIFA...
A mini tournament. Another tournament.
Well, they're trying to do this Euro Nations
thing.
Well, this
thing, is what I mean. Something
ridiculous.
Else. Because what's the point of...
It's not really a tournament, though, is it? Because it's not hosted anywhere. It's just another round of qualifiers.
But then the left-back for Gibraltar...
Good player.
...is a painter... Right.
No, he feeds the monkeys, doesn't he?
Oh, sorry, he feeds the monkeys. Yeah. So
why
the
do
monkeys?
All these teams have a right. postman in?
Why
are postmen so good at football?
Good cardio.
I mean, you just teed them up for that one.
Yeah.
Good cardio. No, sorry, mate.
No.
Well, good cardio kind of works, not as funny.
Stamps his authority on the game.
Nice. All right, how many postman puns? Here we go.
That'll do.
Let's fucking just reel
off. He'll pipe up with one in 5 minutes. It's fine.
Yeah, no, I just think that.
Let us move on.
So. You know, I just think that you've got the painter left back who's got to get permission from his job to get the time off work to go play in this football tournament.
But you won't get that in the finals.
But you've still got it now. I just don't know.
In the qualifiers, I agree.
It's a bit like. It's almost like, all right, come along for the ride, and you get mugged off.
Yeah, but then you've got the flip side of it, though, where football's going, like, they've got their own fucking G8 near enough now, haven't they?
Yeah.
Where the top clubs run the show in the Champions League, and the top nations will run it. So, I think Liam's got a good point. You know, you spread it out to everyone. It's an open game for everyone.
To think that's why they've done it. Let's be honest, they've done it so they can have a fucking Latvia versus Estonia on TV, sell the rights to it, and make more money over the course of the 2 years.
They would have been better
7-0
off.
By who? Was it?
Poland.
But still, you know, if they get drawn in a group with England, Italy, say they get playing Rome, that the players have never had a chance at Wembley.
If they can get the time off work.
Why do these people have a right to play in those games necessarily? I mean,
it's a professional tournament. It's a professional tournament.
What they would have been better off doing is doing it like the Rugby World Cup, having four groups of five, expanding it. Everyone plays one extra game. You get four extra teams who are probably going to be of a reasonable quality, and it just is the middle ground. You don't get this daft format like they used to have at the World Cup where you finishing third, getting through, and then you've got to work out who you're playing. It's fucking ridiculous.
Either way, though, it didn't really matter because we're going to win it.
Of course, yeah. And we haven't even spoken about England yet.
No, so let's.
It wasn't Brazil 1970, to be fair, but it was an improvement.
I'm still pretty fucking negative about the whole thing, to be honest.
I don't know. I think he's picked a better looking attacking team.
Yeah, I mean, that Danny Welbeck is a bit of a dreamboat. Better look, no?
Attacking.
Raheem Sterling looks like he could be in some 1980s band with that hair.
He looks scared. Yeah. He looks scared all the time. Whenever the camera goes to him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Slightly off topic.
Yeah.
But I fucking love Fabian Delph.
Surprised he didn't get sent off.
No, yeah. but still, and when was the last time you saw, and I know exactly, hopefully I know the answer you're going to say, when was the last time you saw someone put a bite like that in midfield and actually fucking got under people's skin and put those tackles in?
In an England shirt?
Yes.
David Batty, 1998.
Or Paul Scholes.
Nicky Pott.
He couldn't tackle for shit, but he fucking didn't offer
to
about it.
Owen Hargreaves, to be fair, was probably the last person who put himself about.
We haven't actually had one of those players, and yes, obviously it went to his head a little bit.
But he's also got the ability to run, to turn.
But he can turn.
I'm not sure I'm always that happy having this old England blood and guts, Terry Butcher bleeding from his head attitude.
I think you need one, though.
I don't think you do. Spain don't have one. Germany don't have one.
How'd they do at the World Cup, Spain?
Over the last few years, though, they've not had one, have they? Yeah, but and it hasn't stopped them. Germany did.
They've got much more talented players and man
and
for man than we do.
That's what we need to work on. We can't just make these talented players
out of nowhere.
No, it's a gradual thing, but we have got players who can pass the ball.
In the meantime, let's kick people.
Alright. This could spark the greatest debate the podcast has ever seen, but I'm going to touch on it.
It won't.
It could. It could. Tom read a book, right? We were talking about this in the pub.
Fucking hell,
Friday.
Tom read a book. Right. I don't believe it.
Right. People
are getting champagne.
So do you or do you not believe Tom read a book? No, that's not the debate. The book is that there is no such thing. Right, there is no such thing as natural talent. It is all. There's no such thing. No one is born with natural
statistically
talent.
Statistically proven.
It's all based on coaching.
No, that's...
I know, it's all based on a number of issues, not just coaching, it's your own input, obviously, yeah. Your own desire, your own level of commitment to
but
it.
But there's actually, and fundamentally, there's no such thing as natural talent, which I really fucking hope isn't true. I really hope that's not true, because it means I've completely fucking wasted my life.
There's that video with like Ronaldinho when he was like 5 or 6 or something. He's got like 23 goals.
Child prodigies are explained fully in it. It just means that they started before anyone else.
It depends.
So there's no natural talent.
No, no such thing.
So
no
you could take.
It's a fucking brilliant.
You could
take
anyone within sort of obviously take, physical limitations.
Right, so you're just married. You're having kids in a few years, maybe.
Hopefully. If she'll let me back in the bedroom.
You may not be a Jaffa. Who knows?
A what?
That's next week's debate.
Yeah. How does Tom apologise for his slurs?
No, are you a Jaffa?
Seedless Jaffa.
Yeah, I know, I want an apology.
Only for horses.
So, you decide, pick a sport, any fucking one you want. Say your kid's going to be very good at it.
Formula 1.
That's it, doesn't matter. Something that you're going to be Formula 1 requires too much money. You can't.
But
if it's just practice on a go kart in a corner, fair enough. But then, you've got to go through the level.
But golf. Then,
if it's golf, so you've got
sticking a ball.
Whatever.
Sticking a ball.
But then, how do you explain when everyone starts all at once?
They don't. That's the point. No one starts at the same level.
No, I'm going to cut this off right now because this debate went on for over 2 hours in the pub on Friday night, and we could go on for fucking ages. But I just think it's quite an interesting thing to throw in.
If anyone gets a chance, Bounce by Matthew Syed goes all its in detail. Really interesting.
I'd be very interested to borrow it off.
But is that for everything? Is that just for like?
It's about Mozart, business. It's Enron. It describes.
What about porn stars? If you ain't got a big cock, you can't be a porn star.
You can get penis involvement.
Hey, and Jim, to be fair, it's not all about size. At least that's what my missus keeps telling me.
Generally important, though. I've got another book story moving on from that as well. I was reading a book in the park on Sunday.
What were you doing reading a book in a park?
It had two holes cut in it, and he was sat there.
I was just reading a book, leaning up against a tree, and a tramp came over.
Up against a tree.
Yeah.
Posing.
Not particularly posing. Want to have come on? No.
Were you waiting for the Moscow rat to come over and say, the sky is blue tonight in Volgograd? And
no,
then
but someone else came over and it was brilliant. Guy came over and he was like a tramp looking for money, and I thought, oh, fuck, here we go. And he just looked at me and went, give me a pound or I'll tell you the end of that book. And I thought, that's absolutely brilliant.
That's
so I
genius.
Gave him a couple of quid. I thought,
that's genius. Well, that was because actual teachers started doing that in schools where if the kids didn't pipe down.
Game of Thrones.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to tell you what happens to Game of Thrones this week.
Maybe that's where he's got it from. But I just thought, that's genius. I have a couple of quid. Have a sandwich on me. More likely just another needle.
Oh, leave it. Friend of family podcast.
You don't know if he's diabetic or not.
Okay, right. So what we were saying is, is that an England improvement, but don't get too fucking excited about it, right?
Yeah.
And a good
well,
couple of finishes from
Welbeck. Welbeck was a bad drop for Man U.
I don't think he's always been a good player.
Don't want to lose. As an England fan, home and away, England fans love it, mostly because of the goal against Sweden when he did that, because they still do that. But like, every time I see Welbeck, I love him.
That was the arm moving out, like, celebration.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
No, the reverse chicken.
Lessor do the Welbeck and start doing that. But he usually plays on the left-hand side of a three for it, or England, or has
stick
under
him up the middle. You see what happens? Yeah. I love his change of pace. Because he's a lanky git as well. He doesn't look like he's got that. When he gets that ball and he sort of slows down, defender comes towards him, he knocks it 10 yards in front of him, and it's almost like Bale-esque in that way. He just knocks it past him and just fucking goes. His change of pace for a big lad.
The thing with Welbeck, having watched him very regularly for United, no United fan was happy to see him go, I don't think, because he's a Manchester lad, he is a good player, he's promising, but he doesn't have the end product enough.
I'll
tell you what, there's a great video of him.
I've changed my mind now.
Yeah. It's a great video of him from when he's about 13 with Ruud van Nistelrooy teaching United's 12, 13 year old strikers some techniques for some promotional video.
There's one of younger than that.
Ruud van Nistelrooy lays into Danny Welbeck.
You're not doing it right, Jelly. The end product, what about the two finishes?
Well, one came off his shin, although it was a good finish.
It was a good finish.
He does have the end product sometimes, but that doesn't mean he has it all the time, and he didn't for United.
But surely if he gets put in that opportunity, one on one for a goal, because cutting in from the left is also a different.
But he wasn't always cutting in from the left. When he played through the middle, he was a great player.
Opportunity to play through the middle.
Not as much as he should have got, but it still doesn't mean there are flaws to his game. He's not
fair enough.
American tourist is eating a hamburger with a fucking knife and fork.
And he's now looking straight at us.
Well, yeah.
The other thing he does that Arsenal will be thankful for, though, is actually winning the ball back from the top of the pitch.
Yeah.
Arsenal have always been a bit lazy that end of the pitch, really.
Yeah. He did work hard.
It was nice to see an England team actually break with genuine pace when we scored that
goal.
But it does show you how fickle football fans are, because Welbeck didn't have a particularly good first half. The only thing he did was he cut inside, cut it back, and it was a poor pass.
It was a shit pass.
If he misses that goal, it comes off his shin and hits the post or goes wide, he'd have been slated.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have got the second one, because he probably wouldn't have had the confidence
to do it.
Great layout
from Lambert as well. Like, he just took it into his feet.
Very unselfish for the second one. But I mean, it does show you the fine margins, because everyone's now thinking, right. But he came on against Norway and looked a lot like brighter than any of our other forwards have done for 20 minutes.
Well, he's got something to prove as well now. Annoyingly, I think he's going to be fucking brilliant for Arsenal, because he's got a point to prove.
Yeah.
But
what I couldn't understand was some people giving our paper, in particular Oliver Hull, giving Wayne Rooney man of the match. I thought Rooney was okay.
I thought Rooney
7
was
out of 10.
Dreadful in the first half. His touch was all over the place.
No, I thought he was pretty.
I thought England were pretty woeful in the first half.
It wasn't just our national title. It was about three or four papers gave Rooney man of the match, and I just couldn't get my head around it. Whether the fact they've given it because he's
Sterling was pretty anonymous, like, considering how he's been playing.
Too much grief about sending off.
I thought Joe Hart was our man of the match. Cahill didn't put a foot wrong.
A fucking full on boner when he blocked that shot.
That worked out right because he was offside, but it was also a penalty. So you take a corner out of that, wouldn't you?
But I'm so sure the penalty and all that hitting the arm shit.
I don't know. It's bounced up and he's hit his arm in the penalty area, and it wasn't at any pace.
But his arm was there. It was. Sorry, I've got my arm by my side. His arm was. Yeah, while he's sliding in, it's not. He had his arm out.
For me, that's a pen.
I tell you what was a fucking pen though, sorry, is the one on Delph, where the geezer went straight. I mean, that was reckless.
I thought he'd gotten enough of the ball first.
I thought you can't go in like that.
If Delph had planted his foot and he'd taken it,
he'd have broken it.
No, he wouldn't.
Or if Delph had a little touch of the ball, had touched the ball out of the way.
But the thing is, he's lifted both his feet off the floor when he's been clipped, so it's fucking tough.
It's one of those flying like that.
He's clipped the ball with his trailing leg.
It's one of those
trailing leg. What about his leading leg?
But that's enough, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I thought that was a pen, definitely.
Have you heard Gary Cahill's now England's vice captain? Everyone expects it to be Joe Hart. Apparently, Cahill.
But he took the captain's armband when
he did. Yeah, that
doesn't look too bad. Even Jones have got good pace at centre half. I think
Jones is still a liability.
I would agree with Tom, and not just because I'm a biased United fan. First half, Jones looked ropey, albeit he had that good chance with a header, which is a great save by the Swiss keeper. Second half, he looked a lot more settled.
I just don't trust him one bit.
Stones looked good as well. right back, yeah, making his competitive debut.
I thought he looked to sing the average.
I never thought I'd say
average
this.
I think he looked like making his competitive debut. Yeah. It's decent.
But I think he looked like a centre back playing a right back.
When you're playing with a four-man midfield in a diamond, I think you need a more attacking fullback.
100%.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'd rather have Kyle Walker in there. Or probably John Flanagan, to be fair.
I'd put James Milner at right back if you're desperate for a right back.
I thought they sort of played 4-1-4-1 when he came on at the end.
Yeah, they did. They dropped him.
And he played really well in that, holding in front of them.
Well, another thing he does, he's a dogged workhorse.
Yeah. That's something that surely you should look at with the teams you're not going to get.
Because Wilshere's wasted there for me. Wilshere, I think he had a really average game. He was a bit anonymous. He got a few tackles and he didn't really do a lot.
I thought he went on a couple of nice runs.
Huh?
I thought he went on a couple of nice runs and showed some
nice touches. Which is, if he's not what he's supposed to do.
No.
He wasn't supposed to go on those.
That's the problem. He's in the wrong position. I'm not a big Jack Wilshere fan, but I thought he made the best of a bad situation.
John, my favourite moment of the night was in that England game. Adrian Charles and co getting soaked by the fucking sprinklers beforehand. Yeah. And Wrighty, what did Wrighty say? Something like, I can't remember what he said. Something cockney and funny.
I can't remember.
Why the fuck do they stand on the side of the pitch?
Like it matters, yeah.
Where the fucking sprinklers are on.
Yeah, it beggars belief. But it wasn't the best moment of the internationals, and I'm sure, Dan, you know what the best moment of the internationals was. Not in the England game, in the Sweden Austria game, which finished 1-1.
You don't touch Zlatan.
So it was Zlatan's 100th appearance.
You don't touch Zlatan.
In the friendly beforehand, he'd reached 50 goals from Sweden's all-time top goal scorer.
And him and Ronaldo are the only two players to have scored in every single minute of a game.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ronaldo was the first person to do it, and he is now the second person to have scored in every single minute of a game.
He did also...
Good little stat.
A nice stat. He did also deserve to be sent off for smacking David Alaba in the face for Austria. Elbowed him. Should have gone off.
He's a horrible shitbag, but I still love him.
But Austria got their revenge by having the tenacity, and I apologise to our listeners. I don't let your kids hear this, but somebody touched Zlatan Ibrahimovic on the arm. And it's just not acceptable, and I didn't want to have to repeat
that. It's amazing.
Look up the video clip, because he just looked pissed off at it.
Speaking
of Austria,
who did Ukraine
players,
lose to?
You've ruined my fucking tenuous link.
Ukraine lost to...
Hang on, I've got that
there
somewhere.
Ridiculous result where...
No, they lost to Slovakia at home 1-0.
No, the ridiculous results were Czech Republic beating Netherlands 2-1. Iceland beating Turkey 3-0.
Well, Iceland got to the playoffs, didn't they, at the World Cup, and looked like a flash in the pan, but fair play, it's a great result.
Bosnia losing 2-1 to Cyprus.
At home to Cyprus. And the biggest one, Portugal losing at home to Albania.
Yeah. Some ridiculous results.
One interesting result in and I use inverted commas, qualifier, France drew with Serbia, despite the fact that they're the hosts and already qualified. Because they're playing those ridiculous, France get put in a group.
See, I think that's a good idea. I think that's one of the UEFA or FIFA, whoever's come up with it, actually a good idea.
I think it's a nice
idea. So basically, France have already qualified for the tournament, but to get around the fact that they won't play in any competitive games, they'll have just shit friendlies. They've just put them in a group and they play as normal. So when they play France, everyone's results discount. So whoever they drew with or
Serbia.
You think that's a good thing to do?
Yeah. I think it's a really good
thing.
It's
right for the rankings because it's not fair because Brazil dropped out.
It's just good for France. France actually gets some. If England, when England are there, I hope they do that for England because they're actually, you can treat them as competitive as you want.
It's next week. No, it's Friday. Yeah. Friday this week they're announcing who will host the final of Euro 2020 and the other nations, because you know it's this one where it's moving around Europe.
They've basically done a deal with Germany.
Apparently, yeah, England have done a deal with Germany, so we'll host the final in 2020.
And the two semis.
We'll back them to host Euro 2024 when it goes back to one nation, and they'll back us to host 2028.
Oh, look at all these dealings with the Germans.
Yeah, but last time we agreed a deal with the Germans, we renegaded on it, didn't we, and fucked them over.
They invaded Poland.
They ended up getting 2006, and we were very silly and never hosted a World Cup again.
Just going to go, can I destroy one of my random stories that I really liked?
Go on.
Did we hear that Maicon got dropped from the Brazil national team
about 4 years too late?
Right, but he's just got back in the side.
Yeah.
and he got dropped this week, or end of last week, from the Brazil squad, right? And
by
there
Dunga.
Is some by Dunga. There is some fantastic rumours flying around of why this is the case. Dunga has explicitly said to every single one of the team members, you do not talk about why he's been dropped from the squad. If anyone asks you, you say, we're not saying why.
Reddit. Dunga got a daughter.
Huh? No. Reddit said there's a strong rumours that the reason behind his being axed is that he's been bullying David Luiz. And the tip of the iceberg was supposedly that he was caught jizzing into David Luiz's shampoo bowl. I can't tell you how much I hope that's true.
Is that the reason for his hair? Has he been doing
it for years?
I don't believe it for a second, but I hope it's true.
That'd be fucking amazing if it is.
Because bullying is hilariously brilliant.
As long as there's spunk involved, bullying.
One of the more bizarre ones, but speaking of footballers with fantastic hair, Andrea Pirlo has a namesake, and it's from an unlikely source. Behram Kiel, who Tom will certainly know as the Celtic and Israel midfielder, named his first son Pirlo. Because apparently in his village, he was known as the Pirlo of the village when he was playing as a kid. And he swapped shirts with him when Celtic played Juventus in the Champions League. So his kid's called Pirlo Kiel, and he hopes that one day he'll go on to play for Scotland. Because obviously he lives in Scotland.
This kid is going to be called Pirlo Kiel.
And play for Scotland.
Play for Scotland.
With an Islamic Israeli father.
Yeah, with a thick Scottish accent.
He's going to be fine. He is going to be absolutely fine.
To be fair, it's no more...
Michael's getting the shampoo ready already. Yeah, that one.
But, a bit of a bizarre. Congratulations to him, though.
Speaking of great hair again, did you watch it in the end states? I've asked you if you watched it or not. Has anyone seen the Stonewall and Paddy Power campaign?
It's brilliant.
With the Arsenal advert.
Yeah. I still think it's really sick having Paddy Power involved, but it's a great advert.
The laces.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So they're doing it again this weekend. It's a big push this weekend. But Arsenal have done a little 30-second TV ad. It's fucking brilliant. And actually, it hurts me to say that, being a Spurs fan, but I fucking love it. The first one is...
You've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Arteta's going, I can't help it that I've got perfect hair. And you've got... My favourite, I think, is it's a toss-up between Santi Cazorla, and you can just see the top of his nose going, I can't help, I am short. Because you can just see the top of it. And then you've got Giroud spraying himself with spray tan going, I can't help it, I'm gorgeous. And you're like, it's just fucking brilliant. And top marks to the Arsenal lads for doing that.
Well, interesting that Mikel Arteta and Giroud have the same accent in the advert.
Spanish, French
sort of angle.
Thanks, mate.
Arsenal makes them all speak it to say get on the pitch.
All right, here's a debate for you. Try it in for not that long left. Platini, or was it Blatter? Blatter, yeah, might as well be. Talking about by 2015. Having the video replays in football.
Oh, I can't.
Who would have thought Sepp Blatter would say some big populist statement just after he'd announced that he's standing to be president again?
I don't think that'll be populist.
I think it will with fans.
But how does it work?
The idea is that one per half. If you want to challenge a decision,
that's when I stop going to games.
Pretty much, but the ball has to go out of play. So, for example, but the thing they do say stuff like though that he said, I agree that referees need a bit of help now because he said the people are cheating more than ever. You didn't used to cheat back in the day in the 70s, 80s. They didn't try and con referees.
That's all I'm saying.
But they didn't do it as much back in the day.
Dirty
Everyone
Leeds.
Fucking does it now, right? And they're saying that someone like the Republic of Ireland not getting to the fucking World Cup, right? Because of a cheating bastard that did that. I mean, it was funny. But I mean, that is horrendous.
Luck of the Irish.
That is absolutely horrendous. referees nowadays need a bit of help. And he said, you can see it 2 minutes.
You play the game as it is, and then you just have retrospective. The refs are full time, they should review their own performance, and then all you do is, that fella's a cheat, fucking slag. He's red carded after the game.
Is that on the official match report?
I want that written in the official match report.
Cheating, fucking slag.
But that's football. They're taking. If they start doing this, then it's like.
But the game adapts.
But the problem is.
Improve it. If you're going to try and improve it and
stop people cheating, if it's such a quick game now that the ref cannot see it happening as it happens, then do it retrospectively. They're fully professional. They should be able to review.
What's the point?
Because then next time,
but then why not
do
it?
That on a slow-mo when the ref reviews it, they've been caught cheating.
But why not get it sorted there and then? Why not get it sorted there and then?
Because it delays.
It's not American. Fucking shit sports.
One of the problems for me is the more you introduce technology, the more it takes away from the fact that this is a sport that anyone
it's
can
fucking
play
drama.
Anywhere. If we wanted to, we could nip outside, make drama. A little pitch and have a game of football.
Yeah,
but we couldn't have video referee and we couldn't have all these things. Certain things you accept. Goal line technology, I'd rather it didn't happen, but I understand there's a lot of money riding on games for these decisions. It can be instantaneous.
I don't see any problem with goal line technology. It's fucking brilliant.
The only thing, I agree.
Magic
as
spray.
Long as it doesn't,
magic spray.
As long
amazing.
As it doesn't delay the game.
Yeah, well, that fucked me off knowing that these wankers have just walked forward. For
yeah,
yards whilst
and you can't take a free kick. 100%.
Video refereeing delays the game.
And again. Another
but
thing,
it doesn't delay the game because you were saying it has to be a dead ball. So
yeah, it has to be a dead ball. It takes 2 seconds. You press a fucking buzzer.
Fucking bullshit.
So it's going to be a dead ball. Is it going to delay the game?
Well, so does that
you
mean...
You have to limit exactly how it is and then how many...
One. It's one per half. If you get it...
Yeah,
if
but
you...
what? Then you're talking about, can he go back 20 minutes when he's realised what it is that he wants?
No, you'd have to make the call. You'd have to make the call.
But then when the call is made, it takes... Two minutes for the referee to get to a video to watch it from different angles. You see it in rugby.
Rugby's
a different game because they have stoppages in rugby all the time anyway. It's the nature of the game.
Yeah. Plus, you can abuse the system.
Yeah.
In every ground now, the game's videoed live anyway, so you have someone watching it up there, sees a replay, video's down, right, yeah, no, do it, because you have got a goal or you have got a penalty or whatever.
Yeah, but that's
it's
right.
just bullshit.
But then,
if it's a penalty decision you're not given, the ball isn't dead, so surely you can't appeal it.
That's not to say if the ref watches it and says
exactly the ball's still in play.
I think something like the Delph penalty, that is up to the referee's discretion.
Yeah.
That is the interpretation of the rules to the ref. That can't be challenged for me. That will be. If something down to interpretation, then that's totally different. Whether the ref thinks it's foul or not. If it's was it handball on the line, was it not? I mean, that's not. There's no debate about that.
Because the ref can interpret whether it's. Ball to hand, a hand to ball, whether you get out of the way.
Everything
can be interpreted.
No,
by
it's
a ref,
not. No, it's
other
not.
Than a goal being a goal or not.
But it's a moot point because
they've already
ball,
done that.
Right. If the ball doesn't go out of play, then they can't appeal it.
Then they have to wait until it goes out of play. Eventually, the ball will go out of play.
Yeah, but that could be 5 minutes.
So then the guy upstairs is sitting there.
When is it? 20 minutes that the game goes on for 20 fucking minutes.
I'm just saying, I'm exaggerating my argument.
Right.
Yeah, you can have 2 minutes. Yeah, Liam, don't talk out of place. Don't disagree.
He can come back.
But I kind of get the argument. I'd rather it didn't happen. Video technology, I think, it's a step too far, and it takes it away from the nature of the game. You want some uncertainty.
Banning is the way forward, though.
But the problem
when
someone's clearly
been shown.
Oh, representative banning, yes.
Afterwards,
representative banning, yeah, but that can't change the result.
No, definitely not. Just talking about.
That's a different topic, though, in a way, mate. I agree, but that's a different topic.
Ultimately, though, if you go...
Because you're talking about improving the game, you know?
I was purely talking about this fucking system.
Oh, right, from
this,
right.
Yeah, for this actual... Improving the game in general is a different
If you get rid of controversy at the end of the day, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
Exactly. That's the fucking... That's the point of football.
It's not the point of football. The point of football is to score more goals than the other person.
You get unjust decisions. You get just decisions. It's fucking drama. It's unpredictable. This is just going to be like robotic. Like yes, that went over the line. No, that didn't go over the line.
I disagree.
You get a more fair game, and then you get.
But what?
More...
Stopping the game halfway through to stop and look at a fucking TV replay? Bullshit.
Bear in mind, it takes 30 seconds sometimes.
Don't care. It's bollocks. Let
the
fucking Americans do it. In MLS, they can have it.
If the ball goes
twice.
Off the pitch, right, it can take 30 seconds by the time someone actually takes a fucking throw in. By the time they get the ball, get off the ball, boy, have a little look, get the ball.
Oh, let's go, let's all run around the fucking TV camera and see if it's over the line or not.
We're going to put a pin in this because you're all missing the true point of football, which is to make as much revenue as possible, as Man United have shown today announcing their figures.
Very true.
So we'll leave it there because we are just going to argue.
But I think it's a fucking great topic.
It's a very interesting.
What are the Man United figures? Played 4, lost 3.
Revenue's what it's all about, and by the way, it's lost 2, drawn 2. We haven't drawn.
Do you know what it's not all about? Headbutt and referees.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Australian
I think Jim would disagree with you on that.
Australian second division.
I get a bad press.
Austrian. You like what?
Austrian. It's Austrian.
Austrian second division, I think it was.
They're a bigger nation than Australia.
Second, for getting a second yellow card. Not even, the geezer was so upset about getting a second yellow card, he headbutted the ref and got done for 70 games. And he thinks it's fully, he thinks it's sentence madness and he's going to do all he can to return to the pitch. Not if anyone else has got anything to do about it, you nutcase.
To be fair, he's going to fucking stop him by the sound of it. He's not going to get on the pitch.
These days, though.
The problem with football these days.
There's not enough naturally talented football. But you hear headbutt, you think.
Broken nose.
Yeah, is it broken nose or is it a couple of pansies barely broken?
Yeah, that's the problem with football these days.
So yes, if it's a full on headbutt, 70.
I mean, I think the commentary to it was it could have been 78 was the maximum, weirdly, but he got 70. And it
should have done a better job on him.
It could have been more. Apparently, I think it was. Yeah. It was pretty
severe.
How bad
severe. Is it? When you hear head. Well, I do anyway. Hear head.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I think a young slave
just fucking tickled brushed him. His forehead. Yeah. His face.
Give him a little Eskimo kiss.
Yeah.
Rubbing the nose.
Sweet. Yeah. Speaking of getting kicked out, what about QPR?
If you're playing football this weekend, if you're going to headbutt someone, do it proper. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That is the message from the top guy.
70 games.
Yeah. Make sure it's fucking worth it.
What I like to see, weigh him up. Two paces back, get him by the throat or the cuff of the shirt and then bring him towards you and launch in as well.
I like the fake. Pretend you're not going to do anything about it. Get him, lure him into a full sense of security and then fucking strike.
That's very snide.
I personally always go for the cower on the floor and say sorry. But
that is your favourite. That is your signature move.
For each their own, yeah, and that's just with the missus at home. But yeah, speaking
what about QPR?
Move on, Jaffa.
Getting kicked out. Little Perlo Coxon's going to be disappointed with you one day when he hears this. QPR face expulsion if they get relegated.
What do you mean?
Because they're refusing to pay their financial fair play fines. The Football League
pretty said, sure they'll just pay it if they get relegated.
Yeah, they've said if they won't do that, it's a 40 million fine. Yeah. The Football League said if they don't pay it, they can go to the conference. So,
fucking hell.
Yeah. Well, no, than that, it's the Football League conference.
No, football conference is separate to the Football League.
They can stop them going into the league, though, so what would be the point of
that? Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's not going to happen.
So, Fernandes has come out and said that he wouldn't stop Harry's dream if he got offered the England job.
Oh, fuck off. It begins.
He's never going to get
what his dream when he's on the team coach asleep after a game.
Honestly, last night's Evening Standard. I think there was or was it yesterday's Metro? Either way, there was a big article about Fernandes saying how he wouldn't let stand in Harry's way. Like, alright.
And I tell
thanks
you what,
for that. That wasn't fucking relevant in any way.
I bet you Harry Redknapp's mates wrote that after England Norway. I bet you anything, because Harry's got a lot of mates in the press. They said, hey, let's stop leaking the Harry for England dreamers again. Let's get it geared up. Fucking dick. Fucking dick.
Don't say that about lovely Harry.
He's a
dick. He's an angel.
He's a wheelie dealer.
He's a don't fucking call him a dude, fucking wheelie dealer.
I wouldn't say I want the England jab, but terrible bastard. But at least we've got real football back this weekend. As good as the Euros have been.
Oh, hang on. Non-league day and league non-league one and league two full schedule. Real football back, you fucking.
I mean a real. Sorry, I mean a real.
Unfortunately, we haven't got enough time for.
I mean a real pro, and I do apologise because I've got. I was looking at the Coventry result the weekend when they beat you.
Yeah.
And returned to Coventry, which we spoke about last week. Brilliant.
Yeah. Sky didn't mention it enough, apparently.
No.
I was in a boozer. Yeah, I was in a boozer, but everyone I spoke to was like, "Well, that was." Apparently, when Coventry scored, they were like, even Gillingham fans can't deny him that goal. Yes, we fucking can. We're shit. We don't want people scoring against us.
I'll tell you what, even a couple of big games I've got noted down for the Football League this weekend. Forest Derby and Crewe Port Vale, both big derbies.
Crewe Port Vale's not a big
There's
derby.
There's 13 miles derby, between the two of them.
Location-wise, it's a big
Crewe
derby.
Crewe and Port Vale hate each other. And I know that, given that my uncle's...
Crew hate Port Vale. I don't think he's reciprocated.
I don't know. My auntie's family are all Port Vale fans. They all hate my uncle's family who are Crewe fans.
Probably just your family hate each other.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it.
But given
that Stoke have been apart from Port Vale for a few years, there's a bit more spice to it than there used to be. Crewe have been terrible at the start of the season. Tim Tantrum, who listens to the show, is a Crewe fan. He's in despair about the fact they've lost.
Port Vale haven't been very good either. They're about fifth one. Port Vale have got Tom Pope though, who scores goals, so I don't think they'll go down. But I don't think Crewe will stay up. But yeah.
No,
it's an interesting
game. In fact, you've got your representative with your Celtic jumper on today, Tom.
Yeah,
classic. That's why.
Yeah. Well, why not? Who's Celtic got this weekend?
They have Dundee.
Dundee.
Well, the big clash.
No, that's what it says on my recorder. Are they?
either way, you're hoping to catch up on Inverness Cali Thistle, aren't you?
Fucking hell, yeah.
Bloody hell, they're running away with it.
Beat Dundee United 6-1 and go 4 hours without scoring is fucking beyond me.
How are Hamilton doing? They've had a decent start as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I think Ross County have had a good start. There's a few teams.
It's unbelievable. It's not Hamilton.
Second, yeah.
They're second.
Second, yeah.
They only got through the playoffs, didn't they?
As much as it'd be shit for you, it'd be really interesting for the rest of Scotland for actually Celtic to not just hump everyone.
Yeah. But I thought Dundee United would be the next big team and we humped them 6-1 before we...
Well, last season, yeah, Dundee United and Aberdeen both have failed, albeit Dundee United have lost Robertson and Gold over the summer, but... it's not even the traditionally big clubs who are up there. You look at the teams in there, your Motherwell, your Kilmarnocks, your Dundee United. Yeah, of course it is.
But you look how bad Hibs have done. Oh,
Hibs have started terribly down.
For Christ's sake.
But we won't talk too much about Scottish football because it's not real football.
About Rangers, you must be having a look, see how the famous Glasgow Rangers are doing.
Yeah, I see they were 2-2 drawing with Queen of the South the other
day. And laughed.
I thought it was great.
They are away at Raith Rovers on Friday, which, for the sake of balance, given that I picked up Sky Sports earlier, it's on BT Sport, so check it out. But, it's City Arsenal at the weekend, of course.
Yeah, that'll be good.
It's a big game.
What's the 4 o'clock from Man U, isn't it?
United QPR, and I think it's Liverpool Villa Saturday evening.
Yeah, it's Mondays, Hull West Ham.
Hull West Ham on Monday night, yeah.
Are these the first games? That will be interesting with all their new signings.
Yeah, Ben Arthur.
You're right.
He said that West Ham didn't play well, so get the grudge match there.
It's actually going to move in selling West Ham's best player.
He's apparently got injury problems.
Really?
They re-signed Carlton Cole, remember?
Yeah,
it was their second best.
It's like a new signing,
second best.
But it's going to be great with obviously the likes of Falcao and Danny Welbeck at Arsenal. You're going to see.
Yeah, well, they need him. Alexis is no centre forward for Arsenal, is he?
Yeah.
And he clearly didn't work out for Arsenal there, so they need somebody else on top.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, going to see people bedding into the new clubs.
Fucking happy. Lamela's looking class.
Yeah, he's the new lad at Tottenham. Striker. Spagoli or some shit. Bugatti.
The Montpellier midfielder.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
And you've got Sandro at QPR, who I think.
We talked about this. I was devastated going, but and we've got the 6'7" or 6'5" centre back for the Sevilla captain. Hopefully, he'll shorten the defence a bit. I don't know. I wanted a striker. Give me a fucking striker. Although there's rumours that bollocks, it's gone. The Jonas, the free agent, ex-Valencia striker.
Used to be on the Disney Channel.
Yeah. Yes.
His brother or one of the other brothers.
Yeah,
fucking hell. He's only been here 5 minutes.
Get it in there.
What's
the other Cinemas games in the weekend?
That was it.
Presuming Arsenal City's on
Cinema.
There.
Arsenal City on the Saturday.
United QPR.
Saturday morning or?
Morning, yeah.
Yep.
Liverpool Villa Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Liverpool Villa, that'd be interesting actually as well.
Well, Villa have got a really good record at Anfield. In the last 4 games they played there, they've won 2, drawn once.
They've got a horrible run now, Villa, though, haven't they?
Oh, have you seen like Man United, Liverpool, City, Chelsea?
To be fair. Man United, I can't.
But you can tell the coaching staff, Lambert and Finger were just saying, right, we need some fucking points at the start of the season.
Balls out,
seven points. We need these points because they might not get.
Literally, the next 6 games are all tough.
They're an odd side, aren't they? They could, play counter attacking football, so they can do some of the pace they've got. Byman and Bongo. You never know what they can do.
Delph's going to be floating in as well. They need to train him today.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am holding out Aston Villa, 89th minute, 1-0, Tom Cleverley. That will make my weekend. No matter what United do, if Tom Cleverley scores it, preferably in front of the cop. Brilliant, I'll take that all day long. I think that's it for this week. Yeah, it's been quite argumentative but fun show.
No, not argumentative.
In a good way.
Discussive.
Discussive. Disgusting.
That's not a word, is it?
You sound like more of a Jaffa than me. No, nobody is. Good luck to Andy Franks, of course, on Friday,
Franks for the memories.
Yeah.
There's your show title. Doesn't really work.
No, it doesn't relate to the other 48 minutes, but still. It'll do. So, at Football Podcast on Twitter.
Should have ended it just a minute.
I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, at Football Podcast. You know the rest. Write a review on iTunes.
Can someone explain to me what a Jaffa is, please?
Did we get any review?
Yeah. I'll tell you. Not this week, no. Next week.